Inyar unotin arbir almar aldron. Inyar velinti yulmar van yermiyorum arillesim ruvoriva.
If you could not immediately identify that as Elvish, the language Elvish, you're probably not a diehard fan of The Lord of the Rings. The books and that language were the life work of English writer J.R.R. Tolkien. That clip was Tolkien himself singing in Elvish. The film version of The Return of the King, the final installment in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, opened nationwide yesterday to critical raves and long ticket lines. One enthusiast of the films is J.R.R. Tolkien's great-grandson, Royd. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with him from a studio in the town of Mold in Wales, where they actually have a hill of elves.
Royd Tolkien, one of the complaints of people who see books that have been turned into movies is that before the movie, they've sort of made up their own cast of characters in their head, and after the movie, they only see the people who are in the movie in their head.
Yeah, I mean, I see it as different, because I can sit down and I can watch the films, and then I can finish with that and pick up a book and sort of jump back right in there to when I was 11, when I first picked up the book. I still have that imagination and thrill, because not everything is in the film that's in the book.
When you were very young, did you have any idea of the significance of your great-grandfather's work and how beloved it was?
I think the first realization was when I went to high school. I was stood up in front of the English class and introduced as the great-grandson of Tolkien.
Ouch.
Which was, yeah, I know, it was a bit weird for me. and I got a little bit of stick off my friends for it. It was not like his books were published when I was a teenager. So there wasn't a shock of having a famous relative. It was a gradual thing.
Are there things of your great-grandfather's that you all do as a family, some part of his legacy that you all carry forward as a family tradition?
Yeah, we all smoke pipes.
And sing in Elvish.
Yeah. We do meet up every year as a family. We have a reunion.
You were invited by New Line Cinema, the company that produced the films, to attend multiple screenings in New Zealand and Los Angeles and elsewhere.
Yeah.
That must be exhausting. Why do you go?
Oh, it was exhausting, but it was a good exhaustion. It was just this opportunity to go to different countries and see the reaction and feel the warmth and love that people have towards Tolkien and the films.
You've seen all three of these installments now of the Ring stories. How do you rate the final installment and the series as a whole?
I was very excited to be going to Wellington to sit there and watch it. And I've seen bits whilst I was in New Zealand in July, but actually sitting there and watching it all in the final cut was just an incredibly emotional time for me. Because, I've only seen a small part and been a small part of the whole sort of premiere tour and the whole build up to the film, but it was very emotional knowing that this is all over now. It was incredible. Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen the third one. I saw the first two.
Just wait.
Royd Tolkien is the great grandson of J.R.R. Tolkien, author of the Lord of the Rings series. Mr. Tolkien, thank you very much.
Thank you.